Very difficult to articulate and say everything that I'd like to say, but I'm going to give it my best chance. Dads are someone to look up to. They are someone to follow. They are someone to admire. They are someone to be proud of, boast about, imitate, cry with, cry laughing with, learn from, respect, listen to, someone to talk to, someone to try and impress, and someone most of all to share everything that this wonderful life has to offer. My dad was a man of many catchphrases and one-liners and jokes. One of them he repeatedly said to me at different intervals in my life was, "You know, I taught you all you know, but I didn't teach you all I know." So I hope to share with you today some of the lessons that I was fortunate enough to hear from my father during his time here. And the first lesson he taught me is that optimism is a strategy for life. He was a genuinely optimistic man, and that optimism carried him right through his whole career. My dad talked to the biggest artists that the world has to offer, and talked to the likes of Dolly Parton, Garth Brooks, and Johnny Cash like they were lifelong friends just enjoying a drink in their local bar together. My dad also supported up-and-coming local artists, instilling self-confidence and belief in so many people, and sometimes seeing their talents before they had the chance to see it for themselves. And once he saw it, he would nurture it, he would encourage it, until you yourself believed it and saw it. I know that because he did exactly that for me. My insecurities and fears were no match for P.O. McCann. He taught me not to take life too seriously and how to dismantle some of the curveballs that life can occasionally throw our way with humour. In the same way, my dad was never afraid to be himself and show whatever emotion he was experiencing in that moment. My father wore his heart in his sleeve and his soul in his smile. Every time my father experienced hardship in his life, he wore it like a badge of honour to show you that you too can come out on the other side of a tough spot and still have a smile on your face. He taught me that true love has no expiration date. I can vouch that a soulmate is not something that is reserved for Hollywood films and fairy tales. My mother and father recently celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary. And the most amazing thing about that isn't even the number of years and time that passed, but instead how the smile in his face didn't change by a degree every time he seen her. I am in awe of the strength shown by my mother over these past few days and her ability to focus in on the amazing 58 years that she shared with my dad and not dwell on what she has lost. I have nothing but admiration and respect for my mother. That is a lesson he needed not teach. Although this is a terribly sad day, part of me can't help but smile when I think of the full life that my father lived and the way that he treated people for the duration of the time that he was here in this earth. One of the final lessons that I got from him was, "Son, all you have in this life is your name. And it's only now that I've gone to understand and comprehend what he meant. The sheer amount of heartfelt tributes and messages on social media and have been said to me and my family in person have been both highly emotional yet therapeutic, and we want to thank you all. I hope everyone in attendance today does my dad just one last favor, and it's not a big ask. I just say that whenever you leave this beautiful chapel today and you return home, you get in your house, just hold your loved one that little bit tighter, hug them just that wee bit harder, and say, 'I love you,' with just that little bit more feeling. Because in today's really chaotic world, in these uncertain times, there are very few people who are able to cut through the madness and get through to us and remind us that life is to be cherished and we should enjoy right now, today. Very few people would be able to do that indeed. But if anyone can, Peel McCann can. Thank you all so much.